on one side, we should surrender to Krishna. There is not, the material world, in fact, does not offer us a viable alternative, a shelter. Diva nishihiya jale, judaite na kainu upai. The second point is that we should surrender only to Krishna. Only to Krishna. He is our shelter. Not that we should surrender to Krishna and surrender to 15 other things as well and look for shelter in them, including our families, pushanapina, pasiti, our bank balance, our concepts of ourself, our job, our own strength, our intelligence. All these things are durasraya. They are false shelters. At the time of death, they will all prove themselves as false shelters. So we should surrender to Krishna fully and not have our minds flickering from Krishna to this, to this, to this, to this, to this, to that. We should surrender only to Krishna. And that is the second point. He is the only object, of surrender. So this verse, Krishna explains it. This is perhaps the most famous verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone?
Sarvadharma Parityaja Amaneyam Saranam Vraja Aham Tam Sarva Parityo Moshe Sarami Vasisa.
So Sarvadharma, and of course this doesn't mean we should not deal with the objects of the material world. We have to deal with the objects of the material world. But if we look at them as if they are our prized possessions, and they are our shelter, they will cause us the greatest harm. We should deal with them. We have to deal with them. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha Yukta Varagi Ushite. But we should not take shelter of anyone or anything other than the lotus feet, the boat of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, sarvadhamam, all varieties of religion, pratyaja, abandoning, mam ekam, sharanam, to me only, surrender. Again, the sharanam, saranagati, returns to a natural position of being under the protection of Krishna. We should not think that the objects of the material world will protect us. They will not protect us. This is the point. Can you please read the verse, the English?
Abandon all, loudly though, please. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall remove from all
sinful reactions.
Do not fear.
Do not fear. I shall deliver you. Surrender unto me. Surrender only to me, Krishna is saying. This is from Prabhupada's purport. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, this is in the other parts of the Bhagavad Gita. Knowledge of the Super Soul, knowledge of the different types and orders of statuses of social life, knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply or only surrender to Krishna. And that surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions. For the Lord personally promises to protect him. He personally promises to protect those who surrender to him. yayitamam prapadyante. The particular words used here, masucha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry. That's over there, the verses over here, masucha, do not worry. They are very significant, these words, masucha. One may be perplexed as how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna. But such worry is useless. Again, this means putting Krishna's pleasure in the center and giving oneself to Him and placing ourselves under His shelter and relying on Him for protection. This means Arjuna still had to string his bow and shoot so many arrows. But stringing one's bow or acting and shooting arrows, it is insufficient to protect us. It is only Krishna that protects us. Again, we have to act. But yet, it is not our action that protects us. It is Krishna. We're moving to point three, in case you haven't noticed. So what was the first point? Yes. And the second point? Just remember that word only. Don't take shelter of anything else. Now we're ready for point three. And those who do not surrender to Krishna are? Yes, exactly. Rascals. Prabhupada would say that again and again and again and again. And I've heard many devotees say that rascal seems to be Prabhupada's favorite word. Because he was talking about...
He used to say it often.
Huh?
He
did say it quite often. Yes, they are rascals. But it is not Prabhupada who is just saying that in the name of his mood or his view on life or his opinion. Rather, it is coming directly from Krishna's words. Because mudha means rascal. Namam duskritino mudha. Who raise your hand if you know this verse by heart? Yeah, okay. Those who know it by heart, let's say it. And those who don't can say it also. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya prityana asuram bhavamashrita. Please read. Yeah, read the English, please.
Those miscreants who are grossly foolish. Who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me.
So anyway, we'll hear what Prabhupada says in a little while, but there are duskritinos who do not unto me, those miscreants, duskritino means miscreant or rascal, horrible person, those namam prapadyante, who do not surrender unto me, there are four different kinds of them. The first is the mudha, the second is the naradama, mayaya, aprita jnana is the third, and asura bhav, ashrita. Instead of ashrita means taking shelter, instead of taking shelter of Krishna, who knows the verse in the Bhagavad Gita that talks about those who do take shelter of the internal energy? Yeah, no. It's not the one I'm thinking of. You're all correct. Yes. Who said that? Yes. Mahatmanas. Those who Mahatmanas to mam bhaktya daivim who take shelter of the internal energy, Krishna's serving mood, service, they are called Mahatmas. And those we're talking now about the four kinds of persons, souls, who decide I'm not taking shelter of Krishna, or they're not taking shelter, and they turn their back on Krishna. Krishna bhule se jiva nadi bahimuk. They are divided into four different types. This fourth type is a sort of bhava. Instead of taking ashrita shelter of Krishna, They take shelter of the bhava, or the mood of asura against Krishna. So here are the four types: the mudhas, the naradamas, mayaya, apita jnana, and asura. These are our archetypal rascals. Mudha, materialists who work day and night just like donkeys. Mudha also means an ass or a donkey. And you don't see many donkeys wandering, at least the four-legged ones wandering around. But in India, you see them in Vrindavan, and they're carrying bricks on both sides. So they have thin legs, and they're carrying bricks on both sides. And they're just working so hard, so hard, so hard. Compared to materialists who just work day and night to get a little sense enjoyment. Like animals. The second one is Naradama. Naradama, what's the English translation? How is it usually translated?
Lowest
of mankind. Those who become degraded despite opportunities for advancement. In other words, they have either a good birth, or they know some philosophy, or they know the difference between right and wrong, and yet they act wrong. And instead of going upward, they go downward. Those who become degraded despite opportunities for advancement. The lowest of mankind, different from the beast of burden, mudas. Mudas don't know anything. But yet, so we can think, yes, Narottama is very, very intelligent. He knows something. But he doesn't act on what he knows, so therefore he's the lowest of mankind, worse than a donkey. Third kind, mayaya aprita jnana, those who improperly use their intelligence. They have intelligence, but with that intelligence they become scientists. Of course, no IT persons are in this category. Improperly use their intelligence. They have great intelligence, but they use it for the wrong thing. They don't surrender unto Krishna, but they create so many intellectual diversions. They become professors, they become this, that, but they don't surrender unto Krishna. And the fourth kind is the asura, those who have taken shelter of asura bhav. Those who, due to the influence of Maya, have taken shelter of a demoniac mood that is antagonistic to Krishna. Sometimes, I remember going on Harinamas in Melbourne, and you see there are different kinds of people who react differently when they hear the holy names of Krishna. Some people, they start imitating. They don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. They start imitating and they become very happy and they dance even. They don't know anything about Krishna. But other people, when they hear Krishna's names, they become furious. Raise your hand if you have this experience. Yeah. They become so angry. They go like this sometimes. And they yell, fight. And this is, I've seen, this doesn't have anything to do with one's religion even. Because I've seen people who are firm believers in one religion react in this way. And in the same religion, people become happy, or they maybe even ignore it or something like that. Oh, this doesn't have anything to do with me. But some people, they take shelter of very antagonistic moods. So this third point is that those who do not take shelter of Krishna in any one of these four categories are considered rascals. So those who take shelter of Krishna and those who don't take shelter of Krishna. And those who don't take shelter are called or Buddhas or Naradamas or Maya Pritagyanas or Asuras. Now Prabhupada, here's some quotations from Prabhupada. Room conversation in Vrindavan. People are already mad. And the so-called rascal leaders making them more and more mad. That's all. Andar yatandar upaniyamanas, from Prahlad Maharaj's teaching. Because any time Prabhupada would criticize the leaders of society because they mislead so much, they train the population to think that economic development and sense gratification is the purpose of life. So he was very critical of contemporary so-called leaders, so-called scientists, so-called religious leaders, all rascals. If we say that all rascals, we are only intelligent, they will not be very happy. But that will be fact. Try to understand it. Because those who are rascals, they take shelter of things that ultimately give no shelter. It is like getting in a boat that you know is going to sink. So who does not know that we are going to die? Who doesn't read the newspapers and see the tribulations that are going on in this world? But yet we just follow and follow along and follow along. This is rascal mentality. So try to understand it. So Prabhupada was very bold. He would call, there's a saying in English, call a thief a thief. The Prabhupada would call a rascal, according to Krishna's definition. He was very bold about this. Another one. So you make one test, whether he has surrendered to Krishna. If he has not done, then he is in these four categories. What are they? Duskritina, greatly sinful, Muda, rascal, Naradama, lowest of the mankind. And if you say, oh, they are so big, big learned scholar, now, Mayaya Apritagyan. Why? Asuram Bhavam Asura. Asura's business is to deny Krishna and to kill Krishna. And this is what the scientists do this. They make these huge cyclotrons. Any atomic physicists here? And they speed up the particle accelerators and they speed them up and they speed them up using simple magnets basically, and they speed them up and speed them up. And then what do? They smash them into some particle of matter and just try to break it apart and see what it's composed of. So they take some, and then they get a smaller particle and they speed that up and speed it up and bash some. It's so gross, actually. So if they actually found that Krishna was within every atom, they would want to take Krishna and put him there and then speed something up and bash something into him, try to break Krishna apart to see what's inside. But we already know what's inside Krishna. Do you know what's inside Krishna? That's not what he says. Do you know what's inside Krishna's heart? His devotee. Sadavan Rideo. And then if they felt, oh, there's a devotee inside Krishna's heart, let's speed something up. And then what would they find in a devotee's heart? Krishna. And they take Krishna again. Yeah, find a devotee. This is the wrong method. This is a demonic method. The methods of asuras. Demonic. Because it doesn't have... Because who's the power in this one? It's me. I'm the center. It is not Krishna. And the result... of this type of a sort of bhava and the leaders leading the society in this way, the promise is always, it's going to be wonderful, it's going to be wonderful, it's going to be wonderful, you'll be more happy, you'll be more prosperous. And the result is terrible. I was looking, when I was doing a little research for this, I was looking on the internet for some pictures of terrible material civilization. And I thought, what is the most terrible thing that they've given us in the name of progress?
Television.
I would say worse, less subtle, more gross than the television. Huh? Yeah, nuclear bomb. So I thought, I'll show these devotees, I'll put a picture of a nuclear bomb on there and everyone will become terrified. This is the result. And then I was looking for a picture and I went to this website of Hiroshima and it showed pictures of what Hiroshima in 1945, they dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima and they showed pictures of what it was like. And it struck such terror into my heart. There was like kilometers of a city completely flattened where there were buildings, completely destroyed. 100,000 people immediately killed. 100,000 people. And then within the next few days out of radiation poisoning, another 200,000 or 300,000 people killed. And I was so terrified and so disturbed by this. I thought, no, I can't do this to the devotees. It was horrible. It was horrible. The promise is one thing. And we have faith in this promise. And we don't have faith in Krishna. We have faith in the promises of the scientists. Yes, they'll give us a better life. The economists will all be more prosperous. But especially the scientists. And look what they give us. People just wasting their lives. And they teach us, the children in the schools, how to waste your life. The purpose of life, just enjoy, have a television, have this, enjoy this. And one channel, two channels, that's not enough. Three channels is not enough. 20 channels is not enough. You need a big satellite dish, and your friend has one, and you don't have one. Your children will really be upset with you. And you have to have hundreds of channels going on. Hundreds of channels you can get. And the children and the adults too, their minds are so disturbed they can't even watch one channel. They have to be clicking continuously. We're all laughing at them, but when we understand that them is us, it becomes more serious that we're contaminated by all this. So Prabhupada, this is all the precursor to listening to Prabhupada on morning walks. Because we have to understand why Prabhupada uses the word rascal so much. And this isn't even a... He only used it in this particular morning walk 13 times. But he wanted to make this point that we should surrender to Krishna, but we should not... Surrender means making Krishna our shelter and going to him for protection. And we shouldn't take shelter of all these materialistic things that we've had fed into our mind are our shelter. And therefore he would criticize this shelter and point fault in that shelter, false shelter. Point and make sure that we understand this one's a rascal and this one's a rascal because those who don't surrender to Krishna are rascals. This is the point. Because we put our faith in those things that we all know are not worthy of putting our faith in. So we are rascals. a letter from Prabhupada to our Giriraj Swami, 1972. He was preaching in South India, and everyone was told him, I'm going to go back because everyone's going to just read it. But we will read it, don't worry. Giriraj Maharaj was preaching in South India in 1972. And everyone was telling him, all the people who he was meeting, was telling him, don't be so critical of everyone else. Just say Krishna is the Supreme Lord and don't be critical. Don't be critical of the people who worship the demigods, worship this impersonalist, that impersonalist. Just be positive. And so many people were telling Giriraj Maharaj that he was starting to think, yeah, maybe I should just be positive and not be critical of anyone. So he told me, this is what he told me, I asked him about this on the phone a few days ago. And he told me one day, he was hearing this so much, he went to make a life member. He went to someone's house and he began to preach to him, a very wealthy industrialist who had his house, his factory, everything was in one big, big compound. So he went there and he said, will you become our life member? And this gentleman said, what about Shankaracharya, the leader of the impersonalists? And Giriraj Maharaj, he said, everyone's telling me not to be critical, so I won't be critical. So he sort of tried to change the subject. And he said, yeah, he was actually, or he started saying he was Lord Shiva and this and that. And no, what about Shankaracharya and his teachings? And Giriraj Maharaj, I shouldn't be critical. So he wouldn't say anything. And finally, after many, many times, he kept pushing, the man kept pushing, what about impersonalism? You know, the absolute truth is, you know, soham, tatvamasi, om, everything, and Shankaracharya and the Father. And finally he said, yes, this Mayavad philosophy is incorrect, and he preached very strongly. He was forced, the man forced him by his insistence. And everyone is usually in this world, they're all impersonalists, they're all Mayavadis, and it is the wrong philosophy, it is insulting to Krishna, it is aparadi. He finally said it. And then he immediately, after speaking like that, he just packed up his bags and he started walking out because he thought, this man, he's never going to want to contribute or be part of our society now. And he started walking out, and he walked out, and he was near the gate, and the man said, come, I want to show you something. And he said, no, it's all right, I'll leave. I want to show you my temple room. So he expected to walk in. You know how sometimes in the temple rooms of many people, they have this big Om signs, and there's the Shiva Lingams and everything, and 50 demigods, and so many sadhus and things like that. So he said, no, it's okay. No, I want you to see it. I want you to come in. I want you to see my temple. So he said, all right. So, although he didn't want to insult the man, because Giriraj Maharaj is such a gentleman. So he went in, and then when he went inside, he saw there were big deities of C.C. Radha and Krishna. So then the man explained to him, my family from so many generations have been Vaishnavas, worshippers of Radha and Krishna. And I was just testing you. And now that I see that you're actually Vaishnavas and you wouldn't compromise, now I'll happily become a life member. And I'll ask all my friends also to become life members. And on that very same day, Giriraj Maharaj, who had written Prabhupada a letter and told them that everyone's telling me not to criticize, only speak positively. He wrote Prabhupada a letter. On the very same day, he received this letter from Prabhupada. I am not surprised that Mr. Ratanam Iyer has decided to cancel the program you were planning. I was not eager to accept his proposal in the beginning, because It has been our experience that it is never good to have to depend upon others for our preaching. I'm very sorry that now it has been advertised in the newspaper that I am coming to Madras. Raise your hand if you're from Madras. Yes, that holy place that Prabhupada also visited. If I do not come, our prestige may suffer. Anyway, what is done is done. The fact is that I am the only one in India who is openly criticizing not only demigod worship and impersonalism, but everything that falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. My Guru Maharaj never compromised in his preaching, nor will I, nor should any of my students. We are firmly convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all others are his part and parcel servants. This we must declare boldly to the whole world, that they should not foolishly dream of world peace unless they are prepared to surrender to Krishna as Supreme Lord. He just told me that a few days ago, the rest of the story. Another letter. When my Guru Maharaj was present, even big scholars were afraid to talk with his beginning students. My Guru Maharaj was called Living Encyclopedia. He could talk with anyone on any subject. He was so learned, so we should be like that as far as possible. No compromise. Ramakrishna, avatars, yogis, everyone was enemy to Guru Maharaj. He never compromised. Some god brothers complained that this preaching was chopping technique and it would not be successful. But we have seen that those who criticized, they fell down. For my part, I have taken up the policy of my Guru Maharaj, no compromise. All these so-called scholars, scientists, philosophers who do not accept Krishna are nothing more than fools, lowest of mankind, and Maya Aprita Jnana and Asura Bhav, Asrita. That was Prabhupada. And that was his Guru Maharaj. And that was Krishna's conclusion, what can one say? Okay. Now here's the examination. What was the first sign of surrender? Probably you all said the right thing. What was the second sign of surrender? Only to Krishna. And all those who don't surrender to Krishna are
Hannibal.
This is why we should surrender to Krishna. Because surrender to Krishna is the beginning or the prerequisite for learning to love Krishna. And if we learn to love Krishna, we can go to Goloka Vrindavan. And here is what Goloka Vrindavan is like. But here's Krishna at coming home. Oh, this is the only time that I wish it was dark. Could you please turn out the sun? The dimmer. There's a dimmer switch on the other side over there. Just, no, not the switch. The dimmer on the other side. Just turn it down and the sun will go. No, we are just little and tiny and insignificant. Yeah. One little light bulb we can do, but not the big light bulb. Sorry, Google.
The big light bulb is on
that. It's yes. And who's in control? Yes, that's the point. Krishna coming home. Oh, who knows where this is described in the Bhagavatam? 10th canto, 15th chapter. There's some verses that describe when Krishna comes home from the chapter about Dhanukasura. And the residents of Vrindavan, they have been missing Krishna because they haven't seen him for a few hours. What to speak of for a few hours when Krishna would walk behind a tree? The coward boys, their hearts would break because they couldn't see Krishna for a moment. The gopis, the Braja damsels, they would criticize Brahma for creating bodies and eyes that would blink, because for the blinking of the eye they could not see Krishna. This is the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. This is love to the ultimate. This is the teachings of Mahaprabhu. These are the teachings. So Prabhupada wanted us to bring us there. He did not want us to stay in the material world. He wanted us to be there. Oh, this one, we really do need it. Yeah, this. Yes. Oh, this is one of my favorite pictures. You see the cows in the Yamuna? And Sisi, Radha and Krishna, so charming over here. And all the village life. Village life. This is village life. Oh, what do you do? There's nowhere to shop. This life is actually ideal, and Krishna showed this life based on the cows, agriculture, and he wanted us to demonstrate this on places like this very land here. So much he wanted us to show what ideal life is. But we are... Yes, that's the word. So we don't like it. Rascals, Prabhu, rascals. Rascals. Instead of that... Ah, this is the life we prefer. Life in the big city. This is what we chose instead of the giant mushrooming clouds to show us. Yes. And this is our future. We want to enjoy. Yes. I will enjoy in a very pious way, and I will end up a demigod. Now that doesn't sound so bad, does it? Could really have a good time in Swagaloka. Or, I like really to eat whatever I want, and I can be a pig. How nice! I can eat everything. And I can wallow in the mud, in the dirt, in the sewers, and think it's wonderful. Yes! Or I can enjoy my senses to the ultimate, like almost everyone nowadays, thinking that this is the goal, and in my next life I can be a doggy. A dirty dog with fleas. Yes.
Because he's biting his tails off.
Yes, and they bite each other's tails off. In Vrindavan, you see how, I've studied dog life and monkey life in Vrindavan. I don't want to be a dog again. Oh, they suffer so much. Suffer so much. And they all have their little territories. And if you go into their territories, they'll bite you. And the result of all that pleasure. Now everyone should look at this chart and see where they are. Place yourself. Where are you, Seal? You're over. You're not there. You're not there. Are you there? No, I think you're about there now, right? Yes. There you go. You're on the upswing. Well, poor Burry's not. He's somewhere. I think he's about over there, a few years from there. Oh, look at him. He's so silly, being on this end. We never think what's going to happen. No, really, everyone look and see where you are on this little old chart over here. You see where you are? Yeah? You see where you are, Glenn? It's quite frightening in this perspective, isn't it? But I think I have plenty of time. I need not become as a serious devotee, because there's the Grim Reaper, as they call him, with his sword.
What does the woman there represent?
That's life, fresh life, giving life.
Maya.
And then, depending upon, see, there's the soul passing one body, dehanosmin yata dehe, komanam jovaram jara. And then, what would we be in our next life? All those who really like to run fast, and yes, and
horse,
yes, we can be. There are bears amongst us, possibly. There are crocodiles, possibly.
Yes.
And I've seen this myself, because I used to be quite athletic when I was young, and I've seen that when you get older, you can't run anymore, and you see the young people running, and you start thinking, oh, I remember when I could run. The young boy and girl walking down the street together, fully, deeply. Oh, I remember when I didn't have as many wrinkles and I even had hair on my head. And then you start thinking, oh, I wish I could run again. And that desire comes in the heart. I wish I didn't have a big, flabby old belly anymore. I wish I had young, I could have muscles, this and that. And then I'm just by thinking like that, I'm preparing for my next birth again. But next time, I'm going to be more wealthy. I'm going to be more beautiful. I'm going to have all those things that I didn't have in this life that will really make me happy. You're laughing at the right time over there. I have to admit that. Because it's a big joke thinking like that. But this joke is not funny. The end of part one. Now, oh, what a nice kirtan. Where's it coming from?
Kitchen?
No, I think this is one over there. But it's not the time for this kirtan, actually. We'll have to do it later. Okay. Now it's 48. Yes. I think it would be good to take another short break. I think it would be. And then we'll actually go on a morning walk with Prabhupada and be able to hear him. But keep this in mind. These three points in mind. Okay? Now, when should we come back? I think one will be a little too long. What do you think?
One.
It's 18 minutes. No, it's 13 minutes of. Maybe one is practical. What do you think? Then we have, but I think it'll take 45 minutes. It'll take a half hour. Half hour to 45 minutes. Okay. All in favor of 5-1, raise your hand. Okay, this looks like some are holding out to one, but okay, 5-1. Okay, please be on time. Please be
round
on time.
Round
to 5-1. We did round it off to 5-1.
Round
you should have raised your hand. You were outvoted. Sorry. 5-1. Thank you.